The spectrophotometer is a widely used piece of laboratory equipment that is used to quantify molecules that absorb light. The spectrophotometer shines incident light of a known intensity onto the sample contained within a cuvette and measures the amount of light transmitted through the sample. Absorbance is then the log to base 10 of the ratio between the two values and is written as A, followed by the relevant wavelength as a subscript. Before you measure your sample, you'll need to blank the spec. The purpose of a blank is to calibrate a zero value on the spectrophotometer, so it should contain as few molecules of interest as possible. For most experiments, either distilled water or the relevant buffer will serve as a blank. However, some experiments may require a more complex blank, particularly if they contain a coloured reagent. For example, the most appropriate blank for the Bradford's assay is the Bradford's reagent incubated with no soluble protein. In addition to a blank measurement, you may also want to do a background measurement. This is a measure of the background activity of your reaction and is not to do with calibrating the spectrophotometer. For example, you may want to set up a cuvette with all of the substrates in your reaction and check that there's no spontaneous reaction between them, before then adding your enzyme and recording the biological activity. To measure your sample, you'll put it in a cuvette. There are different models of cuvette which hold different volumes of liquids. If you're measuring a sample that absorbs in the UV range, such as DNA, you must use a UV cuvette, as some plastics also absorb UV light, so you wouldn't be able to measure anything if you use one of those. Handle cuvettes using gloves, and avoid handling the cuvettes on the faces that light will pass through. You don't want to get fingerprints on the outside of the cuvette. Before you put the cuvette into the spectrophotometer, check that there are no air bubbles in the sample, and that there is nothing on the outside of the cuvette, as these will both affect your measurements. It's critical that you insert the cuvette into the spec the right way round. On one side of the cuvette is a small triangle of clear plastic. If you can't see it clearly, hold the cuvette up to the light. This triangle indicates the side that the light should pass through. Some spectrophotometers also have an arrow indicating the direction of the light. So in this case, place the cuvette with a triangle next to the arrow on the spectrophotometer. Other spectrophotometers don't have this arrow. If so, the light beam will probably pass from left to right, so orientate the cuvette appropriately, and ask a demonstrator if you're unsure. For the GeneQuant model of spectrophotometer that we use in the 1A cells practicals, the protocol is as follows. Firstly, switch the spectrophotometer on and wait for it to calibrate. Then select 2 for applications, and 1 for single wavelength. Then enter the wavelength required. For example, for a chlorophyll extract, you would enter 652. Press Enter and the wavelength is now displayed on the screen. Insert the blank cuvette into the spec, making sure it's the right way around. Press the 0A 100% T button to get your reference reading, which should come out as 0. Then insert your sample cuvette and press the button showing light passing through the cuvette, and your absorbance reading is now displayed. If at any point you want to go back to the start or change anything, just press the Escape button, which will take you back through the menus. In other practicals, we use different models of spectrophotometer, for example, the Genway spec. In this case, the protocol is as follows. Switch on the spectrophotometer and wait for it to calibrate. Click the button on the left that corresponds to the table of values. Set the wavelength using the buttons on the right-hand side. Put the cuvette containing the blank into the spectrophotometer, again making sure it's the right way round. Press the button next to the icon of a cuvette in the zero. Once this reading has been taken, a new image of a full cuvette will appear on the screen. Now put the cuvette containing your sample into the spectrophotometer. Press the button next to the cuvette image and your absorbance reading will be displayed. If at any point you get a negative value, first of all check if you use the right blank. If not, then your blank may have a higher absorbance than your sample, in which case you'll not be able to measure the sample. However, if you're sure that you have the right blank and the value is just below zero, this means that the absorbance of your sample is within the margin of error of your blank, i.e. there's no real absorbance. Record the data as zero absorbance units. You can also use the spectrophotometer to measure attenuance. This is not a measure of absorbance, but the degree of light scattering by a sample. This is mainly used when measuring large components which do not absorb, such as whole cells. In this case, you shouldn't refer to an absorbance value, but refer to it as optical density or OD instead. If you have any further questions about how the spectrophotometers work, ask the demonstrators in the practical class who are there to help you.